All right. Welcome, everybody, for a new round of the Modern Email Dev Room. And now it gets a little more user-friendly user experience because we are in the email client session. And yeah, we start with a very interesting new development. Many of you might know there was K9 Email, which might turn into will turn into Thunderbird for Android. And we are happy to have the K9 main developer, I think I can say, here, and he will give us some first-hand insights. Stage is yours.
Thank you. Yeah, half of the talk was that. So, just kidding. My name is Ketty. I will tell you a little bit about Thunderbird for Android. First, we'll start with a little bit of history, and it's about K9 Mail. Like you mentioned, it will eventually be renamed to Thunderbird for Android. Our journey starts in 2008, when the first Android version was released. Jesse Vincent bought an Android device, tried to connect to his self-hosted mail server. Back then, that was more common than it is now, I guess. And it wasn't working. That's because the email app that shipped with Android wasn't really great. And he figured it's part of the Android open source project, so he will just fix it and it will work. He did fix it, but then he found out you can't just install an update to a system app. So back to the drawing board, like extracting the code of the email app from the AOSP source tree that contains all the app, the OS, built it as a separate app, give it a different name, and then it was working. And he figured if he made all this work, other people might like to do to use that as well. So he uploaded it to the Android Market. That was the name of the App Store back then. And he released the source on Google Code, which was a thing back then. Since it was really early days, most of the Android users were nerds like us, many of them developers. A lot of them realized that the email client that shipped with Android was really crap. And so a lot of people ended up finding K9 Mail and hoping the bugs were fixed there. Most of the time, you know, because it was forked from the original email app, the bugs were still there, but at least they could fix it easily. So a lot of us found K9 Mail that way, myself as well. I joined in 2010 or late 2009, depending on how you count. Because neither K9 Mail nor the email app were working with my provider, so I had to fix K9 Mail. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time, so I can't talk about all the awesome people that contributed bug fixes and features, especially in the early days, to make K9 Mail as popular as it is. We'll have to skip forward a little bit to events that are half relevant for Thunderbird for Android. The next one is that Jesse made me the project lead because I kept fixing bugs even once I wasn't affected by. At the end, I was doing releases and stuff like that. So basically, everything a maintainer does. Jesse went off to start a startup doing keyboards. Fast forward a couple more years, I was contacted by Ryan Sipes from Thunderbird. And he was like, we have lots of users, but they also use mobile devices, and they want clients for that, so Android and iOS. And he was talking to lots of people, trying to find out how they can do that. How can there be a Thunderbird for Android, Thunderbird for iOS? One of their ideas was use one of those cross-platform frameworks where you can write JavaScript, because you know Thunderbird on desktop also has a bit of JavaScript, so you only have to write the code once. I was like, I have no experience with that, but this sounds like a horrible idea. I offered to, you know, ask my friends that are in mobile development that have used those frameworks before, and everyone was like, yeah, that's nice if you have super simple apps that maybe do some REST calls and display some data from the web server, but everything that goes beyond that, you probably don't want to use that, especially if you're trying to write an email client. So I told them that, and Ryan went off and talk to other people, try to find out how to do that. What I took away from the conversation was like Thunderbird was asking for donations and was funding their development that way. And I was like, I can probably do that as well, right? So I wrote a blog post, what's up with K9 Mail? At that time, it was a difficult period for KineMail, the last stable release was September 2018. So that's 1.5 years before the blog post. And the next stable release was maybe 1.5 years off because we were doing a big UI rewrite. The Android platform changed underneath that. We had to do a lot of catching up, so we were able to run on modern Android versions. I wrote a blog post outlining all of this and asking people for donations. And that kind of worked, but not really. I mean, maybe you have tried it for your own project. If you just write it in a blog post that nobody reads, you don't get a lot of money. At the end of that year, I ended up with not even 6,000 euros, which, you know, is nice for a hobby project. You can probably buy a new laptop, but you can't pay rent with that. Nevertheless, I tried again next year for I Love Free Software Day or Valentine's Day for regular people, I guess. Wrote a blog post. KineMail is looking for funding. So don't make it about the stuff that we can't do, like do new releases. Lead with asking for money. And then basically, I still outlined all the stuff. Like, we can't do releases because we still have to do a couple of things. That one spread really widely. And in February alone, about over 18,000 euros in donations came in, which was very nice. I figured if that continues, I'm getting rich. Spoiler alert, it didn't. So donations got down. But at the end of the year, it was still 51,000 euros, which you know, it's not quite a salary for a seasoned senior developer, but it's enough to live on. And I was talking to the Thunderbird people on and off during that period. At some point, they were like, maybe we can just fork KineMail. I'm like, you could, but I mean, it's not in a great state. If you really want to, I can help you a little bit, but I'm not sure if you really want to do that. And then at the end of that year, I was contacted. Oh, damn it. I was contacted by Ryan again, and he was like, we have to do this now. We need a Thunderbird for Android client. How about we just use KineMail, rename it to Thunderbird on Android, and be done with it? And I'm like, okay, this asking for donation thing is nice, but really donations went down, and you have to constantly remind users to give you money. And if you're a maintainer for an open source project, that's just one task on top of the huge list of tasks you do anyway. And I'm like, okay, if someone else could do that, and I could just work on that, that would be nice. So I asked Jesse if he'd be fine, you know, if his old project was becoming Thunderbird for Android, and he's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And that was basically the start. Still, it took a couple more months until we actually announced that KineMail will be joining the Thunderbird family. And I was basically hired with a company that does pays developers to do Thunderbird development. So I guess first full-time employee working on KineMail. And the idea was KineMail will be renamed to Thunderbird for Android eventually, because we wanted to work on some features that Thunderbird for Android should really have by the time it is released, with a, you know, the Thunderbird stamp of approval. So the next thing we did is we hired a second Android developer because, you know, two people get more work done than one. And we started informing the community about our progress. And if you've read those blog posts, you will know that we haven't released Thunderbird for Android yet, even though the plan was to do it by mid-2023. That kind of didn't work out. And then we figured, okay, maybe do it by the end of the year, cut some features. And then we decided, no, we don't really want to cut features. We want those in there. So, there's no Thunderbird for Android yet. You will ask yourself, well, when is it going to be released? And if you were hoping, I will say now. I'm sorry to disappoint you. The answer is very open source. So when it's done, like I mentioned, we want to get the features in there. And you will ask yourself, well, what are those features? Roadmap asterisk, so that's the current plan. I mean, we've changed it before, might change it in the future. That's the plan for now. The new account setup we've been working on what feels like forever, but it's almost done now. The latest beta will probably be the last one or penultimate one before a new stable release. If you're on the beta channel on Google Play, you can already use a new account setup. Material Design 3 is not something I would have chosen, but our users really like new shiny stuff. So we put it on the list. Improved folder management. Conversation view is what modern email clients need nowadays. Thunderbird Sync, that's also part of the asterisk thing. It's something we really, really want, but there's a lot of technical problems or open questions on the infrastructure side, also on the client implementation side. But the basic idea is sync settings between instances of Thunderbird, be it the mobile version or the desktop version. Then what I put on there, we have existing functionality that needs a bit of tweaking to make it more user-friendly. And of course, Android keeps changing stuff, so that's also something on the list, because I guess this year Android 15 will be released. There's been no new APIs announced yet. I think that starts in March, but you know, who knows when we will actually get to the release. All right, KNIME, what about that? A lot of users have mentioned that they really like the brand and the icon and stuff like that. And so we decided, well, we'll keep it around. We wanted to change the application ID, that's the identifier Google Play uses anyway, to something more Thunderbird-like. So Thunderbird will be a separate app, and we will just keep KNIME around. Of course, we don't want to maintain two code bases that then diverge, so we will build from one code base, two apps, hopefully. We haven't started on that work yet. And then the difference really is meant to just be visual stuff, so icon, app name, and the theming. And since we are now in the client section, we can also have screenshots. That's something that server people can't really do, right? So yeah, it's not too large of a screen. It's also really boring. It looks like every other email client, basically. You have a message list that contains a list of messages. If you tap one, you get a message view, which displays the message contents. What could use a little bit more love in KNIME is the compose screen, but still, it works for simple messages. Hopefully in the future, also for more complex stuff. Then in the first screen, if you tap the hamburger icon, not to be confused with a kebab menu, you get a account switcher at the top and then a list of folders. Improving this to make it look nicer is also on the list, the folder management stuff. Right, and since we're an open source project, if you really want to, you can contribute. The slides are on the FOSDEM website, so you don't have to type down the links. We are hosted on GitHub, so we are not doing the Thunderbird thing, like using Mercurial, using Bugzilla, and stuff like that. Translations are on Weblate. We have a ton of them, but could use really help for some of the more obscure ones. One of the blog posts goes into details which one need help. We have a support forum where mostly users help each other, which is really nice, so we don't have to do a lot of stuff. But also, we developers monitor that to get an idea what users have problems with and fix it. We also have user documentation, which is not very often found these days, I find. It's also very outdated, so turns out maintaining user documentation is work. If you want to help out the project and you're not good with code, maybe you're good with words and screenshots, so you could help out with the documentation. All right, the 1 minute sign goes up, and I'm also done. Thunderbird has a stand here in Building K, level one. If you want to talk to some of the desktop people, they are probably also here. Maybe hands up, who's working on Thunderbird for desktop? Well, Kai is here. He's on the floor, so you probably don't see him. But there are also some people at the stand. Right, and with that, I'm happy to answer questions if you have any.
Thank you very much. So, and don't ask for the release date, probably. He won't tell. He won't tell, probably. Any questions? You need to help me, probably. There's so many people I don't see.
So, the funding going, basically. I mean, where is the money coming from?
You know. Oh, I see. There was a talk about that. You can probably find the video recording on the Fosdem website, where Ryan talked about how Thunderbird is making money. The summary is we are asking users for donations, and that worked out really well. Last year we made over 8 million. I don't have the exact number, so a lot of money. By the end of the year, for all of Thunderbird, so the desktop app, mobile, and some other projects we're working on, the plan is to have 45 people working by the end of the year.
Any further question? Well, people are thinking. You were mentioning the iOS topic in between, but somehow that got lost in the rest of the presentation. Can you say anything about that?
Well, the first idea was maybe if we have an existing client, so the same story with on Android, we could do that, but didn't find any. So the idea is, well, start from scratch. And we're currently looking for someone to start that off. So it will come eventually.
Which year?
Probably not this one. Right. You know, when it's done.
Yeah, okay. All right. Any further question? Okay.
Thank you. I have just a quick question regarding the forum and the issue tracker. Will you keep them around? Thank you.
The issue tracker, yes. People report bugs, yes. We don't want to switch to Bugzilla. No offense to people that have to work with that or even like it, but no. The support forum maybe depends on how it works out. If there are a lot more users and not more volunteers helping out, like answering questions and moderating this, probably goes away. But for now, there are no plans to abolish it.
All right, last chance. I see no more hands. So thanks again for that nice presentation.